All right, ladies and gentlemen, sit down, gather round, pour you up a cup of something nice. Depending on the weather right now, you're either going to need a super cold drink or a super hot drink. It's up and down, boys. It's your boy Space Boy Elroy here with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Zane. Here to bring you the latest and the greatest Hidden Six, episode 75. Let's go.
Ooh, 75, Craig.
Back in the
The back is
building.
aching for sure. Are we getting bunions now? No, I don't hear about bunions anymore. Bunions do exist.
We're gonna hit a point. We're gonna hit a point where we need to be measured in different time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're gonna be like, think of something that's fictional that lives for hundreds of years. Except we
That's
here,
crazy,
we
man.
real.
Yeah, we're just, yeah,
And we ain't going nowhere.
we're everywhere at all
At
times.
all times. We watching.
Man.
How's everything going, Zane?
Everything's going good, Craig. I'm tired as hell, but as soon as I see you, man, I get a little bit of energy and I start waking up, start feeling the vibe again. So I'm blessed. Thank you for that injection, Oz.
Oh man, we got a lot for you guys today. Following back on some of the stuff that we were talking about in our last episode, Diddy still in trouble,
Oh
still
my
getting in trouble.
goodness.
It's not getting any better for him.
The AI stuff in that is getting crazy though.
It's getting out of
I
hand,
saw
bro.
one where they're like, is him and Jigga in a room with a bunch of, but their faces and face not blurred out, and they're looking up at the camera like they're caught, and I'm like, what's going on?
Technology.
It's crazy, man. Like,
Technology. Let's
Craig with the
cheers up.
shot, yeah. And your glass looks bigger than mine.
Cheers to Skynet.
Ooh,
Spicy.
they do know how to land a rocket though.
It seems like we've made some progress. After how many years of Elon Musk blowing shit up, he's finally made the first step to getting people onto Mars.
The Zane in me looked at it, and my buddy's like, "You saw that?" I'm like, "It looks, it's just a giant drone and arms you can close with." They're like, "Yeah, but you know," and I'm like, I don't know. My brain just looked at it. I'm like, "You guys been doing this for a while,
It's mid. The
yeah,
results are in. It was mid.
yeah." So I don't know. I'm like, "Oh, it came down." It just for some reason, my maybe I've my imagination is so vast.
You
It's
expected
just.
that we'd be further ahead by now, or
Yeah,
at
oh hell
yeah,
yes.
100%.
Hell yes.
Teleportation for
Look at
one. Come on, guys.
all the videos of F-16 fighter jets that you see just doing all kinds of, will pull up, hit a cap off a
Just fucking
Hennessy,
straight up.
smack a girl in the ass, then go nuke a city.
Yeah,
Yeah, from Ohio, some football field in Ohio. Yeah, man, I don't know.
it was still high up, don't get me wrong, but
It
I
looked
think
cool. It looked great,
it's a good
man.
test, but it's
Yeah.
literally like the when you have a mini model of something, when people are modeling like a natural disaster or a
Yeah.
big invention that's going to affect like cities,
Yeah.
whatever. You know how you build that small scale
Yeah, yeah,
one to
yeah.
one replica?
Exactly, robotics
You
class.
know what I
Yeah.
mean? This is almost like that, except it's such a small scale. Like you're not recreating something entering the atmosphere.
Yeah.
This was like a fetch and catch almost. It feels like
Okay.
you went miles, like hundreds of miles, thousands of miles, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's a drop in the bucket compared to Mars and back, for an
Yeah, we'll be
example. You
back,
know what
right?
I
Had to
mean?
deal with weather there and stuff like that
But it's a
too.
step in the right direction. You know what
Hey,
I
we'll
mean?
take it. So
Step in
one
the
day
right
you're gonna
direction.
be in orbit
That's it.
and landing backwards. And hopefully your robot will be waiting for you when you get off, right?
What
'Cause...
is with that? Like, okay, now if we look into future sci-fi movies, everyone has that companion robot in those movies, right?
Yes.
You go all the way back to Star Wars, this was predicted in what, the 70s, that
There.
you had a little C-3PO,
Yo.
R2-D2 action,
You
you
know
know what
what
I
it is?
mean?
Maybe because we're not a Yeah, I guess we're in the pioneer stage. We're just being the people that we can't see the vision,
You know
Craig.
what the problem is? The problem is the people. It's the
Mm-hmm.
wants. So, like for instance, when you talk about evolution and that side of things and the tech side of things,
Yeah.
they're sooner to build you a waifu
Okay,
than
okay.
someone that can
It's
like
super functional.
super functional
Yeah,
helpful. You
give
know
you
what I
mouth to
mean?
mouth
Right?
without killing you in the
Right?
house.
Like
All right, all
you've
right,
got
all
like the
right.
Roomba, right? So the Roomba is the innovation, the start of like home cleaning, making tasks easier,
yeah,
taking something off your plate.
They stepped up the lawn cutting Roomba, which looked pretty fly. It's
pretty dope still.
Pretty fly.
That thing's pretty fucking dope. And then it just fully evolved into like a fucking sex doll. Like it would just skip generation and like everything else that does something in your household, like a folding machine.
Yeah, like, you want to go back to it, like in those World Fair videos.
Yeah,
where there's something where it'll fold your laundry and bake bread.
It's epic. It's at the same time. And instead,
it's not as pretty. But when you see it, you're like, huh.
Some
that's
sicko,
what that would look like.
Some sicko looked at the Roomba and was like, I wonder if I could stick my dick in it. And here we are, folks. This is where we at. This is the gap.
Yes, I've seen a Roomba grow in the house with a dildo stuck to it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. Right then and there. Now, I mean, also makes a great doggy skateboard. Those are pretty epic when you see that the pet that had a dog riding on the Roomba. That's pretty ill.
I wanted two babies. I don't know how strong those things are.
Pretty ill still. Right? It's pretty ill.
But
look,
oh my god,
technology is advancing and for the benefit of humanity in most cases.
So you're not getting a Tesla robot?
I'm on the same wavelength as you. I don't think it's real.
It's not.
It's not.
It's a dude named Josh from Connecticut answering the guy's questions. Like, oh, where are you from? He's like, oh, okay, since San Francisco. Where in San Francisco? Northeast side? And I'm just, that's way too, even for chat, if you're saying you're using chat, if that's the case for that. But then a lot of times you've seen it's just dudes in the back of a room with the VR headset on.
Talking into. I just think that we're not there yet. I think that Tesla robot, they're working on so many different things.
Yeah.
And if I could pick any Tesla product, this is probably going to be the lowest on my Christmas list.
You really wouldn't want a little robot in the house? If it's, my buddy has one. For him, it's a flex when you come over, really, because it plays music for you.
What?
It has a little TV on it.
Is it like that one camera at the bar? That
from
like,
the hospital, almost.
Is it the one that like brings you your food at the bar now? You ever seen those ones?
No. Craig, okay. What kind of bars have you been going
There's
to?
These bars where Craig, they've got servers. The servers are human. And then when the food's ready, bro, they got this little robot that's just...
Is it a table?
Nah.
Does it have a face?
Yeah, it's like, well, it's super robotic. It's made that way, but it's like, I don't know, like 4 feet high, maybe
with
three,
skirt,
4 feet.
Skirt body where it's a little like skirt, sitting
there. Yeah. Yeah, and it's coming up and it's got it's just got the tray. That's all it does.
Yeah.
It just walks around with a little emoji on its LED screen.
Yeah.
It'll sing you happy birthday. It'll play some music, shit like
it's
that.
It's like that too. It has a camera on and stuff like that. So you can answer your phone. You can do a video chat while you're in the house with it.
It sounds cool.
It has a skirt. Lower half where it's on the wheels,
yeah,
where it looks like the one from the Jetsons almost.
That's the one I'd want, right? Judy. That's what I'd want.
Judy has
no,
sass,
it's
bro.
Not Judy, that's not her name. Okay. Oh, Judy, Rosie, I think it's Rosie.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Actually, that Rose is the name of the AI. Okay, I'll tell you about that.
Yo,
one.
They're just copy and pasting.
She's the role of the AI on Telegram,
really,
which is also known for it's the dark half of the dark web, a lot of scamming going on there.
Let's roll it back. So
yeah.
In a previous episode, Chat GPT and any of the what's it called? The generated voices in them. What inherently happened? They all turned racist.
Oh,
they did, right? We talked about
programming
that, right?
From
what
programming.
Happens now when you got a bunch of robots who don't know anything from anything and they all fucking turn racist and they're live. Like all of a sudden you've got a fucking Klan rally, a Tesla Klan rally.
Holy shit. Like, you go into a field, there's like a bunch of hoods on cars. You're like, what's going on?
Disconnect Bluetooth.
Good cars. Like what you doing around here? That was funny because there was a video of a white dude. And I think Siri was playing, Alexa was playing Niggas in Paris. And he's there and he's trying to tell her, stop playing, but he can't. She's like, what song? So he's like, let me see how far he's sleeping. He has his eyes open, but it's blasting through the house. Got a ball so hot.
One thing that was pretty cool.
I'm like, he's going to say it. You got to say it, bro.
You got to let it out.
I'm like, damn, nigga, I heard you.
The Tesla Robo van. I don't know if you saw this.
Oh,
so they've come out with a passenger van. It's like a Sprinter.
Yeah, I saw it drop some people
it
off.
It looks so futuristic. It's so cyberpunk, man. Like, I think that this thing is so innovative, but also so fucking cringe at the same time.
Uh-oh.
Because you somehow turn this into, like, again, like a 70s toaster. That's what it looks like to be.
Yeah,
bro.
It's always the motif they go with. It's always like,
it's
guys,
so weird,
we could have, but We are expecting like smooth lines. I get it with like even with the Cybertruck. I get it with certain setups like that while you're wanting to.
Futuristic kind of.
Yeah, I guess, right? But
Doesn't have to be that
maybe
way.
I hear what you're saying, but maybe their designs are just so like basic bucks that it's
I
not
think it's to
even
mass produce it. I think that's why they make it so plain Jane like that. Is that
just
all that
less time
curvature
spent
shit?
on
That's it. Just
machine power
cookie
just to
cutter.
curve.
Yeah, like whatever your production line is, straight cookie cutter. You're making rectangles, you're making circles, you're making triangles.
I
Slap
see
that shit
that
together, throw in some LEDs, which I'm a big fan of.
LEDs make everything. Here's the
But is the
problem,
fan
though.
purple
The
though?
problem is, though, LEDs make things look nice to a certain level, and it can't excel above
You
that.
say you can't pass
It
that.
can't. There's something about it where it's like it stays as like okay, cool, nice, but for some reason,
Can't get over that.
I feel like it cheapens an experience. But then I don't know what kind of lighting you can do to get that effect, right?
I
So,
can see like a neon car underlight, for example.
okay,
There's a lot of
okay.
neon cars that are like epic. They look ill. They've made them so that they can change colors. They can do like patterns, all that kind of
Yeah, I've
stuff.
seen the ones where you open your door, you can have like a chick's picture
Yeah.
at the bottom of the
And
door.
then you see these ones now that are like off Temu, and they're literally like an LED strip
Yo,
that looks so fucking
does
jank.
not play around. They'll tell you, they'll sell everything.
Yeah, you can get it. You need it, you
You
could
can
get it.
sell everything.
Yeah.
Shout out to the dudes that are like, "Hey boys, I bought this ratchet set here from Temu," and I'm like, "Bob, look,
We all know that that's a bullshit,
yeah, how
bro.
the hell they found Bob?"
Yeah, you all know
Yeah,
that's a bullshit right there, bro.
but
That's worse than
I
Ryobi.
think with the Tesla thing, it's maybe you make a cool party bus, right? Where you probably just set your locations,
Get it to drop
like
you off
Old
at the
Man's
pick spot.
Bluff, Vegas. Niagara Falls, whatever, where the driver is not like, "Yo, listen, I literally got a rest."
The
You're
van's
like,
like, I'm pulling
"Nah."
up, no problem.
And then you can make the movie where the van holds everybody by hostage. We're partying till
It's
the
speed,
end.
yeah.
Like, I can't. Another line, I can't.
Yo, don't let Hollywood get a hold of that script, kid. This could
Patent
be a
pending.
ticket out.
What do you call it though?
Speed
Yeah,
four.
Speed Demon or
What's
Party
how many
Four?
speeds are made? It's speed three or four. It's whatever the end of speed is. This is the next one.
I think one of the speeds had a boat, like
Yo,
a cruise ship going
we're getting
crazy.
Keanu back in. Keanu's gonna party this bus up.
No, but I wanted to play the
Oh
guy from
boy.
Speed One. Yeah. All his lines is about a bus.
Get it.
Yeah,
Get it.
but he's on a cruise ship and it's crashing.
Oh my
Oh my goodness.
goodness.
Okay, Craig, let's act like we do some professional shit here, okay? Forget that, right? Let's pretend like we know what we're doing here. I went to the Raptors game this week.
We did some we what do we say? We did some sightseeing. Remember,
Craig.
like in the beginning, not to cut you,
Go
I
ahead, go
cut
ahead,
you
go
off
ahead,
if
go
I
ahead,
did
go
it.
ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Remember when we used to just be like, what's going on in Toronto pre-COVID, like right when we dropped, and it was like something was always popping.
Yeah,
And
lots of
then
stuff going on.
there's just been like a 60 episode gap of like things happening in your local area.
But it's always the day after you find out.
Yeah.
You're like, that went on last
Yeah.
night? Yeah, my
Things are
buddy's like,
back and popping
I'm at
again.
Snoop Dogg, I'm here with the Raptors game.
They face the Celtics,
They
right?
face the Celtics.
Big.
Your boy Grady Dick was going on. All the nicknames are getting screamed out from even the kids.
Oh,
And the
really?
kids are like, "What? It's his
Yeah,
name."
you almost need like a meme-worthy player at this point. That actually fits the Raptors pretty well.
Holy shit.
He is meme-worthy.
Kicking our backs today. Shout out to Vince Carter.
So Vince is getting his number retired, and apparently there's a huge push around the city where they're bigging up. They're putting his jerseys up in random spots, like little posters of him. They're
Yeah, that's
really,
cool.
really trying to shine that light on. It's the most Canadian thing. Like, it's the most Canadian. Yo, we're sorry. We're sorry, Vince. We're sorry we got mad at you. Sorry we made you leave.
What were we supposed to do with him?
Wasn't much you could at that point. That was a
Yeah,
little down
it
slope.
was just how it works. It ran a course. But hey, what ran a course were the $30 hot dogs
Oh.
with the terrible buns, which I was so, you know, when you squeeze it and the buns just vagina open on you,
Oh
just rose petal
man.
on
You
you.
know when the hot dog's still stuck to the
Yeah.
actual the bun and the hot dog are making like they're one almost.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, they don't know their bum game is not on point.
How do you be a stadium and not have like just good
Like,
hot dogs?
you gotta be able.
The bare basics, bro. I don't need gourmet, nothing.
I'm not gonna lie, Grizzly Days when the Jays are playing, those are not bad.
Schneiders knows what they're doing.
Those are not bad.
But
Those are
somebody
not
out
bad.
there, man, if you're listening, if you got any clout in the what's it called? In the
the goosey bun.
There you go. You need to talk to your boys. Yeah. Like, yo, we need to step this up. This man's paying 30 bucks for this. Bro.
Right? It's not yellow.
No.
It's that white bun.
Yeah, that's right.
If you don't get, listen, we're going to get racist for a second here. Listen, that white bun is trash. Throw that dry white bun out the window.
Have you gone to a hot dog cart ever in your life?
Yeah, he's just old. That old Polish guy that runs the Chopsy joint, he will give you.
He needs to be the ambassador.
Ivan, where are you? Mm-hmm. He pulls out the yellow bun, steaming.
He gets that right.
And it's soft.
He gets it right. He gets it right. For a fact.
Almost like the bun can almost compete with the
contents of the dog.
See, I don't really need you. Wait, is the hot dog the side and the bun
is the main? Are we paying for the bun?
Pushing us too much here. Yeah, we're changing it too much here. Too much here.
So you go in. So, okay, you get a nice Scotiabank experience. You get some wraps in like not peak form.
But winning. They won.
They did. Yeah. Against a good team.
I get to see some of the most overpriced players. Oh, yeah. Or maybe I take that back.
No. Well, you're talking about the Celtics. You're talking about the Raptors.
That too, right?
Yeah.
I lost my phone. No. It fell in the seat in front of me, and there's a Wi-Fi box right in that seat, and you can't see the phone. Just the way that everything's designed really tight.
Yeah.
So I went to the maitre d' or whatever the guy is, and this, of course, is an old guy. And you're like, you don't want him going to my pops. No, and he's like, let me get it for you. I'm like, you don't have to. Everybody's looking at me. I'm all shiny. Everybody's like, oh, really, big man? You're going to let the old dude, like, get on his knees, get gum under his hand.
Take through all that soiled beer. That's
the goop behind every arena seat that exists to fish your phone out. And I looked around and I'm like, that's great customer service. You're damn right I would. I spent my money for this.
That's it.
Hey, check that corner over there. I'm like, babe, call my phone. Call my phone. I'm like, you know what? It's fine. Because the game.
I ain't going to hear shit.
Yeah, I started to get a little embarrassed. I was like, okay, fine. Okay, all right. I'm like, I'll check after. Dude, I see the team comes in. Of course. This looks like the whole, maybe the starting 10 of any company.
Yeah.
You got Jake from HR. You got Saj from finance, you know, you got your marketing guys. Maybe the grunt down in shipping and receiving. Maybe he'll get a call up. Maybe he'll get a come to the game.
Yeah.
And of course, you got Jeff, general manager, sitting there with the slogan of the team, the team slogan there. And I'm like, I looked at my girl and she's like, don't. And I'm like, I need to get my phone. Let me sprinkle some crack on this guy. So I hit the slogan. It was like, we are the people, but the people are first kind of stuff. And I'm like, he's like, you're damn right. And I'm like, I'm like, hi, what's your name? He's like, whatever, Jeff. I'm like, hi, I'm Zane. I'm like, Jeff, we're going to be great friends. Besides you being a team player and a great company, man, I see you brought your team out here. Everybody had those like bubble, like vest jackets.
The little corduroy. Like,
Yeah. He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, my phone's behind your seat. And I just, at some point, if you go away, you're going to see me dig.
I'm going to be digging through your shit
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, you know what, Zane? We're going to get your phone right now. And I'm like, no. And he
went down.
So the big boss went down. The guys are looking at me and they're like, this
guy. He's like, you see, folks? He's like, I'm never too big.
Use the moment, right?
All those corporate layoffs we did last month. There's see what kind of guy I am?
I'm a people's man. Yeah. I got my hand in the seat, gook. He got my phone.
That's a nightmare. Yeah. Bro. That's a nightmare anytime. So you got it back.
I got it back. And I was fine.
Like, all right. Business as usual from this point on, right? Raps games are always entertaining for me. Like, I love the crowd engagement. I like that it kind of represents so many classes in Toronto for the Raps game.
That's true.
Where everybody from your white collar down to the kids in the stands, you know, getting to see their first game.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like everybody's one in that moment.
Shot of when the Jumbotron's on somebody they don't notice.
So ill.
And the one person next to them be like, oh, fuck, we're on it. And they're like, oh, shit, you're on it too. Nah.
They get
the one kid that's twerking, little kid that's going crazy. Yeah, it's. I'm not going to lie. You're like, where's the camera? Where are they? Try to get a shirt or a towel.
Good luck.
It just, for some reason, whenever we sit, it's just that block never gets any love.
Yeah, what is it with that? You're in like a blackout area? Yo.
But then the dude four rolls down, who clearly is either on the group or know somebody, because he's hugging and kissing all the staff.
And he's banked, like, for sure.
Oh!
He's got a collection. Like. Oh,
that kid in a ponytail, man, and the Jays, I'm looking at him, I'm like, yo, stop. Just chill out, bro. He's got a girl pull a jersey out the back. Of course, I saw a dad use his daughter, because he's like, yo, you promised my daughter a shirt.
Fuck.
And I'm like, babe, stop crying. Start figuring some shit. Because you want some souvenirs, right? But it is what it is, man. I'll hit some gnarly traffic on the way back. Of course.
Of course.
Traffic, of course. But we won. I see we're trying to work on the bench a little bit. That's what they kind of lost. They kind of lost the lead for a bit. But our guys, our starting guys, they look good. There's no walking the ball down the court. It's all like
high back tempo. Foot.
It's all back. Get up. Let's go. Get up. Let's go.
And it's good when it's like, for you guys, it's preseason game.
Yes.
Right? So you got to be like, you got to take it with a grain of salt, because again, everything's not on the line, but these dudes in Toronto, the Raptors, are competing for jobs. Mm. There are maybe three people that you know are safe on that roster.
Yeah, those
maybe
ones that make the news.
You know, they just signed up Scotty. You know he's untouchable right now, right? Mm-hmm. We got Barrett. We know that he's kind of the go-to guy for that right now. But outside of that, the remainder of the roster is wide open.
Scotty looked good because he was injured last season.
They're either competing to stay on that roster or to get a good trade value, to get a bag. You know what I mean?
Listen to Poeltl.
Poeltl definitely said what everybody was saying. Paid him for that, because this guy had
all the energy I had for the Raptors.
We shipped him out for a chip. He came back willingly, and then he's like, I'm gonna tell you guys how it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna shit on the team.
I've seen some shit.
You don't know what's out there, man.
Yeah. So with that being said, he's like, yeah, we're not gonna win a lot of games.
The Leafs have been winning, though.
The Leafs are off to a really good start, and that's what everybody wants. But again, we have 80 games before we can figure out who the Leafs really are. See, the Raptors, you know who they are day one. You know who they are right now.
Right on.
The Leafs are always going to be that playoff contender with the roster they've got. It's only when we get to the playoff where Austin 60 goals that shit goes right out the window. Say, yo, what are we getting out of these guys?
They're like, stop telling us all year.
Yeah.
Oh, Craig.
I got the opportunity to go to my first Leafs game.
Yeah.
Which was awesome to say. They won 6-2. They faced
the LA Kings. My mind. I remember when I asked Craig that, I was so dumbfounded. I'm like, what?
I couldn't believe
it. First thing that Craig said is like, can't afford that shit.
I can't afford that fucking shit at all, bro. Got blessed with some free tickets.
Nice.
And I got the experience that I forgot existed. So I played some hockey when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I guess being on the ice versus being in the stands is a bit of a different experience. But you forget, like, the sound of the sticks, the sound of the shots, the puck,
hearing
hitting
calls.
The board.
Man,
get a good, clean hit in. You feel it. You hear it. You see the boards wobbling. And it's all the stuff that you still get on TV, but it hits a little different when the intro, the way that they introduce the Leafs, the way that they get the crowd hyped
up. That's
always
a good part.
They do such a good job. And the crowd, this Leafs crowd, man, I don't know if you're out there, but if you're listening and you're like a Leafs regular, what is wrong with y'all, man? These guys are the most entitled, boring-ass crowd I've ever seen.
They're not like, the Raptors people always get loud.
Always.
Yeah, we're gonna make, even if nothing's going on, we're making some noise.
Zane, I shit you not, they had simulated crowd noises. I shit you not. The Jumbotron.
That is football, but yeah. I didn't think of it as
they had simulated fucking crowd.
I thought of it as a tool to use against the
opponents
or the team.
Yeah, maybe.
But I didn't know we can use it to simulate.
They're trying to hype the crowd up. And again, like, I thought it was
like, who's screaming?
I thought it was in a game of fucking NHL 25. Like,
imagine that the fake Jumbotron with the fake wave, and you're looking at no one's doing the wave.
For real, bro. For real. And like, they go all out, bro. When they're singing the anthems, I saw a ground crew come out, and they've got flags, and they got a Canadian flag that's got to be like fucking 30 feet. And everybody's rippling.
They're screaming. You know what I
mean? And it felt like that was a chore for guys.
Do people freak out on those things?
I don't know necessarily. If you're ready, phobic.
That's my next horror movie move.
What, you stuck under a flag?
This flag just like gets sucks to the seat.
But bro, like, yeah, there was a lot of little banter and chatter amongst the crowd, right? Like, we were up in the third row. We weren't like front row or nothing like that. So I'm like, all right, we're kind of with the blue collar right here. Maybe these people fought hard for these tickets. They know what time it is. They want to have a good time. Nah, bro. All it was these very subtle like chirps and claps. Like every time a good play got made, like a save, a nice hit, a good
Why,
shot, and
dude?
a whistle got blown, it always be a little.
Craig, I can't
It
be
was
the
like
most hyped
tennis.
guy at the Leafs
It
game.
was like tennis, bro.
I was
Like,
screaming.
yeah.
I gotta go. I was exhausted when I went home,
No,
too.
that's the way you gotta be, right? That's the way you gotta be. Now, I didn't feel like that was gonna.
Did you scream
No,
at
I
the
didn't get
ref?
overly hyped. I
Why
didn't get overly
no?
hyped. Yeah, I did. I
I
did my
want
boo
to.
it. I did my boo it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm telling you, like, these guys scored 6 goals, man. How can you not be excited right now? And then it's like, as soon
That's
as
sick.
I think they hit 5-0 by the time that the Kings came back, and you start seeing people leaving the whole bit, bro. I couldn't believe it. So entitled. I was very upset with y'all.
All
Y'all need
right.
to
See that,
fix up.
guys? Craig was in the trenches. Now, besides that, how was your experience outside of,
Overall, highly recommend if you can get free tickets. Do not pay for that.
You just said
Do
it.
not spend your hard-earned money on that, people.
If you're entitled, however,
And then by all means, all you, go there. You'll be loving
Craig,
it.
Leafs game is on my bucket list. You're making me take it off because I'm going to snap if I go there and I'm the one. Rap gamer shitting on the ref. Yeah, when I love when Dave in the suit and a dude with a tattoo on his face, they both screamed clear path at the same time.
Nice.
I'm like, I love it.
Nice.
It's so okay. So the Leafs, I see what's going on there. It's too much money, man.
I
It's
think
just
it's
too
what it
much
is,
money.
man. Is everybody there and they're like not interested? This is what the fourth, I think it was the fourth game of the season.
You
And
didn't
it's almost like, yeah, we
chuckle
know.
with anybody in the seats around
Yeah, you
you?
get a little
A
one,
one-two
two.
banter?
Yeah, you get a little
Okay,
one, two, right? But at the same time, like, I'm expecting a whole different atmosphere. Like, when I go to a Jays game, as an example,
It's a TV. The TV be setting us up. Are they playing fake audio?
I'm telling you, man, like these only time I heard people chanting Go Leafs Go is when Carlton Bear, the mascot, is out there with a drum in your ear right beside you.
Oh my God. Greg's like, thanks, Carlton.
Only time
Got
these
it. I
guys,
remember you.
and they could not get one chant to cr you and me sitting across this table.
Yeah.
You could start the chant, you couldn't get it over to me.
They don't, no one's responding. The call and
Nobody. You
response.
couldn't. They couldn't get hype,
Come
bro.
on,
Where you go to a
man.
Jays game, that wave goes all around, section to section. You
Yeah,
go
in a
to a
Raptors
Raps
game,
game.
they bait you with a shirt. They're like, you want a shirt?
When I go to a
Say
Raps game, I'm the most animated. That gets me so animated at a Raps game. The fucking pyrotechnics when the flames hit
And
and
you
the
almost get
smoke.
jealous when you see another corner, another
Yep.
group, like they're having way more fun than
You're
you.
like,
There's a
I
big
can't do
laughter.
that.
You're like, why do they
I
have?
can't do that.
And they're in worse seats than I
You're
am.
looking at my section like, yo, are we really that
Yeah,
close
wait, are
right
we
now?
this lame? Are you guys gonna let them do that to us? All right. So that being said, Leafs, get your shit together.
Leafs fans.
Yeah, come on, guys,
Leaf,
come on.
pull through, continue, carry on. Good job. Great job. Marvelous. Marvelous.
Are you taking in any Halloween festivities yet, Craig?
I went
Any
to Halloween Haunt last night. I did. I
Hey,
did. So
how was
it's
that?
something that I've tried to do consistently for the last 5 years.
You're a traditional man, Craig.
I missed last year's,
All right.
and we invited people out this time. Usually it's me and the wifey that go and check it out.
Why you send the invite? Wow.
All right, you got me there.
Guys, now you know me and
You
Craig are
got me
bad
there.
friends, eh?
You got me there.
Hey.
That's my bad. That's my bad. So we get there.
We could have done the double bubble thing.
I, you know
It
what?
was funny because the wife, she
100%.
hit me today. She's like, I would like to go one time. I'm like, go where to the pod? I'm like, what would you guys do?
Didn't even think of that,
Talk?
bro.
Like,
Like,
what? Go shopping? There's no Targets up there. Just left the
I
house.
feel so bad. I didn't even think of it right there.
I think we went one time. I
Yeah.
can't remember, man. I can't. It's been so long. But was the experience worth it?
It was a little difficult this time. So,
Oh, shoot.
something I think is the combination of the nice weather in October that we're having, right? Along with just the timeline, excuse me, leading up to Halloween, that there were, I want to say something like triple the people there that I'm used to
Because
seeing.
people would rather go than go the night off.
When
Because
I
remember when
go,
the vibe was to go the week before it closes?
right. And that's
Yeah.
usually when I go, right
You're
around
like,
then,
yeah.
right around then. But it's usually cold, it's rainy. People aren't feeling it that way, right? Like, you really got to be about it to go. You got to sit in there, you got to shiver it out.
Yeah.
This one was like comfy. Weather's nice. Good night to go. It's a Saturday.
Hey,
Took
comfortable
us
shoes.
so long to get in that parking lot, bro. So long. That
Good
place was
lineup.
the most packed I have ever seen it, bro. Like, even the security and the staff were overwhelmed, bro. I didn't walk through one metal detector, Zane. I could have
Yeah.
had whatever on me and it was going in, bro. I'm telling you, they did
Yeah.
absolutely nothing to prevent
Gotta be
anything like
sneaking the
that.
Mickey.
I wish, right? My next boy met us there with his wife. He got in for free. He literally went to pay at the gate, and the dude looked at him and just said, yo, just go.
Don't you hate when your friends get lucky like that?
Right? And you're like, bro.
You're like, what do you, yeah.
A refund. I want a refund right now. So,
like, yeah.
So, parks open from 7 till midnight. For those of you that don't know, Canada's Wonderland is our biggest attraction as far as amusement parks go Canada, right? In Canada, it's got the best rides, the most rides.
Close thing to like Six Flags or whatever.
Comparable to a Six Flags. And we have a Halloween themed event where they convert certain things into like mazes, and they have people dress up in costume, makeup, the whole bit. And the whole vibe is you can go on coasters, you could go into spooky mazes. It's just an overall good vibe, right? They transform the park. It's dark. They've got fog machines. They got lighting, all that kind of shit is set up, right? We got there. So we anticipated to arrive by 8. Parks open 7 till midnight, 5 hours. Sounds like tons of time to get everything in that you need, right? Get there. It's already 9 o'clock because we were there for 2 hours waiting to get in, right? Just into the parking lot.
Craig, sorry to cut you. At this point, this is where my guy would be like, yo.
We're turning around.
We're going to go get something to eat.
Yeah.
And go to
the Yeah.
But I commend you guys for... There was no point when you were like, let's abort the mission.
So we had invited people and it felt...
You had to now, link. It's a link and build. You had to link.
It felt like now it was... your mission to give to entertain, to give them a good time, to show them what you love about it.
Where were they?
They were with us.
They were in the car.
A couple people with us and a couple
now,
people
did
met
they
up.
Say did they say okay, you guys didn't have the discussion in the car?
We had already bought tickets.
Okay, so we're committed.
Non-refundable.
But I mean, this is unspoken. Okay, you can't take that.
It back. No takesies back.
Take backsies. Okay.
So we finally get in, and now it's like 9:30, right?
Yeah.
So we're like soft. We still got 3 hours to kill it. No problem. So there's 7 mazes. There's 7 overall attractions, which is kind of like bang off your bucket list at Halloween. Month,
you
right?
go by, you did a maze where like, you can see the poster for the mazes.
Right.
It was like girl with doll.
Yeah.
Clowns.
Yeah. Spooky.
Headless horseman.
That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Which one did you pick?
So we did three. So we ended up going to one that was called the Crypt, and it was essentially like kind of like mummies and shit like that.
Cool.
Pretty dope.
I'm down.
Ghouls. Yeah. We had another one that was
mummies
like,
and ghouls.
One was like reptilia, like almost like some predator shit. Like there's a bunch of fucking lizards and there's a bunch of spiders and shit like that.
Okay.
And then we hit another one, which was a 2-for-1. It was called like a haunted manor, like spirit manor, where it was like an old, maybe like 40s house, 50s house.
Yeah.
And then it was like all these, you know, spirits that are there that still haunt the house.
Floors slamming, right? Boards.
Yeah, so you got like photos where a dude would drop the photo frame out and he would like, that kind of shit there. And it doubled up into their
new
attraction.
Did they get you any a couple jump scares?
I got a couple, yeah. Yeah, I doubled,
like, they got you good?
In the mazes wasn't so bad. So the last one they had was the new attraction, and it was called the Deep Sea or something like that, and it was essentially like evil marine biology experiment where they're combining humans and fish and shit like that.
Okay,
that one wasn't as good, honestly. Correct. They could have done a little better.
I'll go for the fishy team.
They could have done a little
Mac
better.
Mac ain't going in there at all.
So the first one we get into, right, we get into a line, and there's no like, hey, it's this long before you get in. They don't tell you. It's just you see the line.
You walk and then you go, this is the line, and you realize where, how far it's going.
Exactly.
It's nighttime.
So
that's the shit about Wonderland. You can't see.
You can't tell what's going
because
on.
Because remember, it's all corrals.
Yeah.
But when you, sometimes we used to walk through them, skip past some people and shit. Kids still do that.
Oh, 100%.
You're like, skipping line will never be a thing we would get.
Butter line cutter.
So you start mumbling.
We get into this one line, right? Because it's 9 o'clock. So I said, yo, we're just going to go to the closest one. Because if we wander around trying to find what line is the shortest, we're going to waste an hour, which we could use to get in, right? So we got to stand in line for 45 to an hour. So be it, right? Sure enough, the first line up was probably 45 minutes to get into this maze, right? They had shut down their go-kart track in Wonderland. And you literally, yeah, shit you not, you got onto the go-kart track and you did a lap before you got in to the attraction.
That
you actually did a lap on the go-kart.
Was there anything
on foot
on there? Or no, it's just,
no, just people, just foot traffic.
You just walk in, just watching like, oh, this is really weird.
It was almost like a figure eight, like a loop-de-loop.
Oh,
and you literally had to go up as if you completed a lap, back around. And then
it would have made sense if they dressed up the go-kart track.
That would have been nice. Yeah. Or something. Just have something to keep you entertained in the meantime.
Damn, Craig.
We made friends with a lovely Gen Z kid. He was a great kid. We asked him to describe Skibidi for us. We tried to get him to break it down.
Okay.
We couldn't come to
did he know what common Skibidi ground. Was?
He kind of broke it down a little bit. And then he said, I have no problem teaching boomers. And we were totally misidentified there.
Yeah, I was. That's like, fuck you, Billy. You misidentified me. Yeah. Jeez. What's Skibidi?
Essentially, it's used in the place of like silly or sarcastic. So you would say like your Skibidi.
I've never heard
if you that. Said something that was like out of pocket, I'd be like, oh, your Skibidi.
No, out of pocket seems sounds fitting.
Fucking stupid, right?
Yeah, all right. Really, geez, all right.
And
right.
I love it because my favorite thing about this Billy, yo, he even said his generation's doomed. When we had that conversation,
he knows it rap.
He's like, yeah, we're in a lot of trouble.
There has been that talk because the kids,
they know,
they have so much information, they know that we know they're trash.
Yeah.
And they don't like it, but it's hard on them. It, yeah, right? Because they know what we're comparing them, what our standards are for survival.
And they're up to date with how things have happened. They know history better than most people do, right?
Yeah.
So they know what the other generations are known for, historical events, shit like that. They're actually pretty up to speed on that. They're smart kids.
Enough to know that they ain't got it.
Yeah, so they almost feel like they're just laying down on the sword at that point.
Shout out to all the guys that don't have it, man. Yeah, my boy, he said he went to one of those haunted farm things. It was like a corn maze, but it's like really nice. You know, they'll cut certain parts of the maze out.
That would
like
be
prop cool. Circle stuff, and they have stuff in there.
Yeah.
So he said he went. I'm like, yo, they got you? He's like, yo, they got me, bro. I'm like, in front of your daughter, you scream like a schoolgirl. He's like, I scream like five schoolgirls.
In my mind, I think I was still on the 401 while I was there. I think that's why. I'm there. You know,
traffic. What I mean? Like, oh.
This one, the first that when we finally got in, I was still over the finding parking.
Yeah,
the fucking. You know, yo, shout out to the legends out there that like go move the cones over so you can sneak in, do the whole thing like that. But it was just like getting there was the biggest task. Like, I feel like Halloween Haunt was getting to Halloween Haunt. It was not inside the park.
It was a haunting experience. Oh, well, now you know for next time. I kind of have a question if you see a certain demographic, but I didn't want to be toxic at all. We're going to try to stay local with the news here. Right? This is a news part of the segment.
I still highly recommend it. Right? Yeah. I'll leave it at that.
Shout out to my boy, Mac. He went to Oktoberfest, which seems like a thing really? He would do.
I would love that.
But he also dressed up in like the Lederhosen and shit. Oh, yeah, he looked good. Shout out to you, Mackenzie, him and his wife. She got dolled up too. They all went out there. He said it was like a country club spot. So he's also a new family member of the Six. Loves the show. So it's a lot of support.
Good
yeah,
for you,
so
man. Anyone who can pull off a sick pair of
when legs. I asked him, I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, he's going to do it. But he can see it in his eyes. He's the one like, yo, this guy's going to judge me hard. But he's committed. And I'm like, you know what, bro? That's living with that's what married couples do, bro.
Yeah,
you know? This is grown folk cop.
Sacrifice, you know,
because I saw his outfit, I thought it would have been like almost comical, like in regards to like Halloween costume, man.
See them wooden shoes,
but the buckles and shit,
he pulled it off.
It looks like it's a thing,
it's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a real like the if you get hit with one of those buckles, you're gonna bleed, right? So, shout out to you, man. Yeah, you guys have fun to play dress up, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, man. My goodness.
What else we got? So, now, like I was saying with the news, your boy Justin Trudeau had an interview before that. The news said that, hey, we had some diplomats from India that were kicked out.
There was bad blood for a minute.
We covered it here as well.
Our embassy was essentially kicked out of India. Mm-hmm. There were some bad relations back and forth where they said, you know what? We don't want y'all motherfuckers here. And we said, okay, we'll leave.
Some of this is in light to way back, not way back, which was mentioned this where about a year or so ago.
This was the murder of...
Where the dude in BC...
Correct.
He was just an opposition leader from that side of town. And of course, so what they're saying now is that pretty much what allegedly the Indian government is, whatever beefs they got with mans in the hood over here, they're letting the mans on road over here deal with the beefs.
Oh, fuck.
And sorry, guys, it's dark. It's kind of sick. It's kind of cool because it's not the espionage we'll think. When you think espionage and American stuff is like arsenic and Craig's tea because you go to Timmy's every day. So we paid the lady that make the Timmy's to poison him. No, it's get Bob, Rajesh and Singh and the cousins and go club the shit out of this guy. Oh, yeah, it's just you kind of respect the grass, not the greasiness of it and the energy of it too, because even the whatever remaining diplomats left here,
yeah,
they're like, Yo, I'm not going to court. You guys are not telling
me. We're not taking it that far.
It's listen, one thing.
They're taking a real boots on the ground approach. It,
when you meet someone that is that we know it's wrong, they know it's wrong, but they're so strong in their convictions. You're almost like, wait, am I wrong?
What are you gonna do about it?
Yeah, they're calling your bluff right now. And to see Trudeau's face, considering all the things he's been involved in,
he's not ready for that pressure to be applied.
I was about to snap. It was so comical.
He's about to tell you what eyes. It is.
He's like, guys, I was jerking off to waifus, and you motherfuckers want to give me a break. He tried to hit the sleight of hand when he's saying, oh, look, the Pauly Pilev and his boys, they've been talking to some of the guys too. We're like, yes, we know you guys are all scammers.
Yeah, we're all aware of it. Don't try to be like, no. Oh, look at it.
Yeah.
We know you foul.
Yeah, look over there.
And Jagmeet Singh just there standing on business. Oof. He's getting clips of him just out, ready to brawl.
Which is weird because you think that would be the most official link.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right?
But he's just showing like, yo, we're applying pressure out here.
Yeah.
Applying pressure. No farmers,
he's,
no
he's
food.
He's like,
dog.
I'm a real Canadian. You think that's his move, eh?
I think that
unite the farmers, get the farmers vote.
Well, I think at the end of the day, like, you get to this boiling point in politics where right or wrong, like a fuck up's a fuck up, you know what I mean? So when people are committing to 4-year terms as an example,
yeah,
you are promised a certain amount in that timeline, right? Now some people get handed a shit bag, so sometimes you could say he did the best with what he had. Like, Trudeau has dealt with
he inherited pandemic. Shit. Yeah. That's a big line.
A lot of ups and downs. But at the end of the day, when it comes to taking L's, there's no bigger L than politics. When you take a political L versus a political dub, it registers on such a higher level, right? So when you're getting backed down by the fucking voters, when the general community, when the general census is like, we're not feeling you, imagine
when it's
that.
When it's known, imagine. I always think of it like it's, I don't even think about politics. I'm like, yo, how do you as the person feel that nobody in the school likes you?
Yo, they're attacking
and the
school,
you,
bro.
The school knows it. It's in the PA system.
Trudeau
to the office.
Yeah.
The man never have beef.
Listen, the end of the day, someone's got to make the tough decisions. And a lot of time, there's so many people whispering in your ear. It might not fall on just that one person.
Yeah.
But you are the face of a nation. And when shit's not going well, and the ones that you've pissed off the most, frankly, is the Canadians. Like, and I'm using air quotes, the Canadians are the ones.
A lot of people that I'm meeting, they're very upset.
Patriotic fuckers.
Like, I made a dude and he's just
pissed off the wrong.
He's driving his truck and he's like, bro, the government take all my taxes.
You pissed off the wrong people, bro. You pissed off people that have given blood, sweat, and tears for upwards of 30, 40, 50,
late
60
bloomers.
Years.
Scatters are late bloomers
and
in regards to standing
all.
Up for themselves.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've seen it all. And
we're just going to swing.
That's how they're feeling now, right? Is all of a sudden Canada's kind of losing that nice guy attitude, but we're doing it to ourselves. We're not showing this face to no other nation. We're still fucking, hey, Switzerland. Hey, Finland.
We hold it down. Yeah, we're still respectful.
Yeah. Business.
But when I'm in the house, I'm scrapping my brother.
Toxic ass. Inside these borders.
Swinging in the house. Brothers going, tumbling over shit.
To eat
you guys.
Margaret. So I like that pressure gets applied because I feel like the best examples I have are what you've told me from your examples back home, where the man literally gets pelted by rocks.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I like that.
Oh, it was, dude, it was funny because it was an old lady.
Right.
Where she's like, yo, I had enough. Where
Trudeau got a shoe.
We don't even know this
Trudeau
there.
Got a shoe.
This lady probably has a radio and she was listening to the regular news.
But
and she's like, you know what? I had enough of this. I'm going down to the city.
That's it. And I like what that.
Come on, where are you going? She just went. Could you imagine this lady leaves her house? We're talking about a story that we covered here where a lady on my island of St. Vincent, she threw some rocks at the president, just like someone did here to Trudeau.
Like, stop that.
It's like an old lady, right? So it's like, imagine her day. Where did she choose to pick up? Did she like map this? Is it premeditated, this rock throw? Did she see this spot? I'm like, them rocks. This is the chosen.
This is
it.
Ground.
What these rocks
this
collected
the
over years? Was she collected for all like, what is each rock considered all the sins of the prime minister? He's like, yo, when you didn't help that school. But we're going to get into that because there's a whole lot of things with the hurricane. And
I like
people.
people being approachable as politicians.
Touchable.
And being accountable.
You get touched?
Exactly. I like the accountability that it comes down to, right? Because these guys are responsible for a lot of shit that goes down, right? Okay. So you should, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure as certain politicians, they feel it internally. Like, you got to have big shoulders to be able to take a job like that, right?
Yeah.
But when you're a nation as big as Canada is, with the amount of people, the fact that you can get touched, I like that aspect of it.
Yeah,
is that you got a real problem, they talk about, go, you got a problem, go see your counselor, go see your MP.
Never stop at a Timmy's.
No.
You don't want to get touched? That's the perfect place.
That's where it's going to go down, yeah. Right?
That's why America, if America had Tim Hortons, they would have, even my cousin, he calls me, he's like, Tim Hortons sucks. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Say you hit Trump's at a Starbucks.
They don't have the ipso facto chain.
Yeah.
That's where it's like, it's American.
Yeah.
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 Tim Hortons, it's Canadian as it
gets. It's Canadian as fuck.
Maybe even a story comes out. I'll tell you about that later, right? Now, what else we got, Craig? I saw something this week, and I thought about it. I'm like, okay, yo, everybody's hype. Big Meech is home.
I didn't even know until you told me, bro. I feel like as a hip-hop aficionado, I failed. Even though he's not necessarily hip-hop.
Yeah.
He's cultured.
Cultured, right? Because we've heard a lot of influence. So Big Meech now, it's like the legends of like when you hear of John Gotti.
Yeah.
You hear like mafia stories and stuff. And you hear gangster stories and stuff like that. Jimmy Hoffa, Escobar, all these things, these guys' names have been in songs and in stories and in influence script.
Right.
What was BMF?
BMF, Black Big Mafia Show. Family.
Big Show.
Huge
Big Show.
Before Big Show. Anybody, like, they already knew who these people were. It was well documented.
Yes.
But 50 took these guys and essentially put this story into the spotlight.
That and if that person, aware of, right, wasn't right. Who they were, 50 wouldn't have wanted to tell the tale, right?
So Big Meech has... He was incarcerated in 2005, and back then, you know, he was all the talk of the town, but he was also in the background in such a way where this dude, man, was clearing millions and millions and millions of dollars. This dude was doing the most extravagant shit. Like, he could have a tiger pull up to the party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They said a lot of the stuff were very extravagant.
Very, very.
And part of me, I like...
And getting away with it.
Craig, I like decadence, bro.
He bought a billboard.
I like me some bougie shit, Craig, because then... I'm like, yes, I deserve to be here, right? So when I hear stories that he said, even for the rappers on a lower scale, he used to buy all the bottles from the club.
Back,
so when you
couldn't even get one,
you had to go
and take one.
He's like, yo, you can get, just come check me.
And you're like, nah.
And he's not coming to be like, yo, I'm here. He's like, hi, Craig, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm probably looking at some business in your territory.
I might take over the block.
Here's my card. Take a bottle. Take a bottle. Just one, though, for 10 of your boys.
Right? Yeah.
And
fuck a peon.
A lot of people say he's just a very nice, sweet guy. Now, the new generation now is saying, oh, this guy's killer, whatever. We knew. Now, what do you say to that? Do you say we're glorifying someone who's violent?
I don't feel like he was, though. I feel like they started off in... Oh, I'm going to butcher this part of it.
Nice.
They started in the 90s, I want to say, or the early 2000s. And
sure, they were had roots before that.
Well, they'd never tried to get it to that point. Meech's whole philosophy was like, everybody's getting money. You know, like, it's when they say, like, bro, why you got to be mad? There's so many girls in here. Why are you fucking beefing
relax,
with other men?
Bro. Yeah, just
Meech's
relax.
Philosophy was exactly that.
Right?
Meech's philosophy was like, yo, I'll pull up. I'll give you a job. You can fucking drive the dope. You can sell the dope. You can drive the money. You can count the money.
Yeah, pick
you
a spot.
Whatever they want, right?
Yeah.
Then he's like, smart like that because he's like, that's less problems for me down the timeline.
Keep you busy.
I got you with more money than you ever could have in your life, with no problems. Everything's running business as usual. You've got no reason to throw me under the bus. You got no reason to derail this car. You're like, everybody is just as important in their role within BMF. So I feel like his business model was like top notch. You know what I mean? But in the streets, things are going to get sticky at the end of the day.
Greed is a motive.
That's it, right? Greed so whether it's internal or whether it's, you know, you're stomping on somebody's turf, right? He's like, listen.
Pride.
He's like, listen, if I could get this brick for this much and you paying this, you stupid. That's just pride at that point, man. You got to tuck that to the side, you know? So I don't feel like personally it's glorifying anything. yes, there's a lot of people that are affected by drugs. There's a lot of things that happen in the inside of the crime and the black market. But at the same time, Meech isn't the one that was holding the gun. Meech isn't the guy that's...
It is representative of a culture and a time and an era.
Yeah,
yeah, facts. Where these things were possible.
Facts. Like, do you feel like Meech is like a menace to society?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm coming from where all I heard is, I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover. And I'm like, all right.
What do I do with this what information? Do
we
do?
Yeah, what am I telling my daughter, get some read up on these guys? Maybe, maybe not, right? But so for people who said, I can see it, what the influence he had in the culture, because I've seen a lot of people like, the videos now, which is the new era, people are like, well, when he comes back to the clubs, we ain't gotta wait for 17 guys to buy two bottles. Everybody's getting paid tonight because Meech is buying all the bottles.
He's buying
bottles are getting sold, getting a paycheck in the night, tips are getting thrown out. So I think what they were saying, that he was more in a Santa Claus aspect of it, where once he comes around, like you said, we're all getting fed.
Everyone's getting blessed at the end of the day, right? Now, with him coming back, I think it's like Bobby Shmurda times a million. I can only compare it to Bobby Shmurda returning, as far as people who have done like a somewhat lengthy prison sentence, came back to a lot of love, a lot of support, and kind of picked up where they left off. Now, Bobby went down for 7. Meech has been gone for 20, bro. And that's crazy to think. Like,
but
this
I still think he's up to speed.
Yeah, he's got to be. He's got
to
be.
I think he's up to speed.
He's relevant.
Once he has internet, YouTube, and TV, and just the news and shit, like, a lot of people can see what's going on.
And he's not a rapper. He's like not necessarily a celebrity.
Personality.
Like, going in, he wanted it.
His adjustment might be a little bit more easier. Somebody said,
so much love.
Yo, his halfway house experience is probably the best thing ever.
He's in Miami.
People who live out in the real world will probably want to have
what he's got on that little halfway house. Facts. Him and his bro. So him and his brother. And that's
imagine just chilling, playing Street Fighter with your cousins, bro.
Yo, but imagine being gone for 20 years and then coming out and being like, yo, I just want to go play Street Fighter
with my cousin. Like, just chill. Let's get some food.
God, please.
Right? Bro. Yeah. Please, and just go for a drive.
That's it.
Yeah. Not saying that I know this. A lot of people that I know, they just said a lot of it for them is just drive. Just drive around and just be like, oh, yo, I remember here. So, yeah, it's the Walmart. The Blockbuster's gone now, bro.
Right?
It's a condo now.
I got to catch you up on a couple things.
Yeah,
let's
go to your old school. Yeah.
Let's teach you about gentrification. His bro got released, too. So, Meech is doing a halfway house in Miami. And his bro is doing a halfway house in Detroit. Why his brother went to Detroit and Meech went to Miami, I do not know. I'm not exactly sure why they did what they did there.
Maybe one person wants to go home.
Maybe. Close to family.
Closer,
possibly.
Yeah.
And Meech said, yo, I just want to be back in the lifetime.
I want
the
sun, yo.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
see
it.
What my mind looks like. Go Meech, get some crypto.
I don't know what money he's coming back to, but I know that he's going to be sick.
I thought about it.
Yeah. He's got
Even if he doesn't have anything buried, someone's going to come out of the woodwork and it's like, bro.
You held me
you
down.
You gave me, you made, I made 500K because of you back in the day.
Right.
I was happy to quadruple that.
I'm indebted to you.
And here you, I could see a lot of that happening.
Yeah.
Craig, what do you imagine, bro?
I just think, man, this guy.
What happened to all the crackheads I gave money to? You guys clear your life up and just come back.
Yeah, what do
just,
you got on the
like? Yeah, I saw this chick today on it. That she owns a $1 billion company, and she spent like maybe $3 million a day, and she has an albino kangaroo, and she sleeps with a capybara in pajamas. Now I said in disgust, Craig, in pure hatred, and just. Loathing for humanity. I said, I did not know I needed an albino kangaroo until I saw this motherfucker, bro. Craig, he was a little dude. Imagine he grows big a little bit.
Yeah.
Chilling.
That sounds
and a kangaroo can throw some. You go, you can pull up in the.
Some mean hands.
A pit bull is getting rocked and.
Like, imagine what it's like spending 20 years, though. 20 years behind bars, right? And you're like...
I still think he had... I know what you're saying. No matter, even if you had your comforts and you had all the best, like, things to ease your... It's still four walls. You don't smell the air. You don't feel the grass. Interact with the human beings that you love. Yeah.
Right. Now, you've spent this whole 2 decades behind bars, man. Like, You come out, you go in 2005. I'm trying to think of something that's out in 2005.
Fuck, they killed
the first iPhone as an example.
Just reminded me, they killed a dude like about a couple, like a 2 weeks ago, man. That was, his murder case, where it's like even nothing worked. Nothing made sense that he shouldn't get charged for this case of this.
Really?
Murder. And even all the judges were there, but there's this one guy, this one governor, that he's notorious for saying no.
So he's just like, I don't give a fuck what the fuck.
Yeah. Sorry, this is a side note, because I had this down to bring this in. I might have to check the episodes in case I touched it, but I have the stuff written down where it's just the case was everything was like, bro, this guy's innocent.
God damn.
And they killed this man.
They still threw him under the jail.
They still killed this man.
Bro. Oh, man. That's
and that's cool. Been happening a lot lately, where a lot of cases where even Kim Kardashian got involved, where a lot of, surprisingly, she's like the thing now.
Yeah, she's like the face of called pardons and like getting people even out. She was doing the same thing.
The Dahmer boys.
They're trying to get them?
Yeah. And I hear that's a crazy... Yo, one thing with people in culture where... You put a TV show on something, I think that's the only way you can get people's attention now.
Right.
Make a documentary.
Was it
or make a movie about people of different sexualities having sex. People don't like straight sex movies anymore. It's not fun.
Can we not just have straight sex?
No, you're not allowed.
Judgmental.
You're a bigot. You should shut up, Craig. Yeah, go away. Go in the corner and have your straight sex.
Game of Thrones had a lot of flaccid penises. I watched it for that reason. I'm just saying.
And I dodged when I saw the first one. I'm like, ah.
Like, dragons?
Okay, let's be
dicks.
But we have to talk right now. We're doing this.
Let's do it.
Yeah, from jail. Straight from jail talk.
Okay.
As a man, when you see the dick on TV, what is your first response, Craig? Be honest with me. I'm no judging.
It doesn't add to the story for me.
It
doesn't add to... There's no sex appeal with a dick.
I'm more like...
with that,
I wonder if girls are like that when they see...
I think if anything, like, yo, real shit...
I know my girl's ex.
I think if they were to preview the dudes... Like, if you see... Remember 8 Mile when you saw Eminem's ass, for instance? Like, and okay, yeah.
Something my brain
just probably in your pad. Memory,
yeah,
right?
Craig.
Just
sits there. Good. I don't take back that comment.
As an example, like highly sought after male celebrities, they would do the booty phase, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, they didn't want to see a brat chick,
you know what I mean?
Or something, right? Okay,
right?
Okay. What was it? That was in Troy.
I feel like the girl's growing crazy on those. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But now turn Brad Pitt or Ben Affleck around and just have a flaccid dick.
Bro, I was watching Challengers with Zendaya, and Zendaya is like just making these guys turn each other out.
Yeah,
she's spoiler alert. She's just trolling them to fuck each other and then have this weird love relationship. It's weird.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that throuple thing is cool, right? Or whatever it is, money plot or polyamorous relationship where you have like
three people. Multiple partners, yeah,
whatever, right?
So, yeah,
yeah, that movie was there. I'm watching it and I'm like, men's shower section, right? Locker room. I'm like, okay, cool. First corner, camp dick comes swinging around the corner. And I'm always like, man, it's just for me. It's just like, we could assume they're all naked in there.
Yeah.
Right.
You didn't need that vivid photo right there.
I'm fine to do it with the woman as well, where it's like, okay, just the top half for all sexes or whatever. We don't always, sometimes the nudity, it's just like,
I feel like there's more sex appeal in the female actresses and seeing them in a nude scene if it's done tastefully.
Where it's just barely where, you know, she got the sheet in the hand.
There's lots of
knew what's going on.
There's lots of pervs out there that want to see so and so.
Flaccid penises.
No, but not even that. Like, you know, you take like a popular female actress and they just want to see her get fucking railed. Like, it just turns hard.
Every time you see a dick on TV is crazy, right? But we don't wild out when it's porn because it's different then. Yeah.
The thing is, after boil down acting to art, right? So if we're looking at the script writing, the directing, all of the stuff that encompasses a good movie. So, okay, Joker 2, let's just use this as an example, right?
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix, right? So, okay, you have your regular movie and Joker 2 didn't do so well.
Yeah.
Okay. So insert scene where Joaquin Phoenix just has a flaccid dick. Does he up the ratings?
Did he?
No, he wouldn't.
And did he?
He did.
Okay.
And would he? No.
I saw him. He was in Boxers, the first one, and even that was traumatizing.
Now, show me Lady Gaga's tits. Ratings go up, bro.
I don't know.
I'll be biased on this. You don't worry.
Craig want to see Lady Gaga's titties so bad. I'm not
bad. Lady Gaga shows her tits, the ratings go up. Just saying. Joaquin Phoenix, flaccid dick, ratings not affected.
You're saying that's what it lost? That's what it lost.
If I was the writer.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But okay.
Okay.
When it comes down to it, like, there is no cinematic effect. There is no artistic expression in a flaccid dick.
No, that's true.
There's just none. Like, titties have an artistic, like, ooh, it's like, ooh la la.
Okay, you know? Stay there. Okay, I got you next one for you.
Maybe you take a little, you know.
These guys are big fan, eh? I'm going to get you a half-naked Lady Gaga and bring it to the house. Chicks, but what's up with that?
I just picked the movie, all right? Don't try and pinpoint
it. Yeah, you want this movie to do... That movie's tanking. That movie's going...
It was ass.
It's up there to be like some of the worst movie in history. My mind doesn't... boggles me, right?
But
we'll stick with art, right? I'm going to laugh a little bit here, right? It turns out that Bath & Body Works is facing backlash because they launched a candle... I think it's called like Snow Night or something, or Snowed In. And the candle decoration looks like KKK hoods.
No
people. So
well, there's snow covered trees.
You can do no.
Oh,
I'm showing
fuck,
Craig
that's
right.
Bad.
I'm showing Craig yeah, right
that's
now.
Really bad. What?
So it's snowed in.
Fired.
Snowed in.
Somebody's
snowed
fired,
in.
Fam.
You could have put Jon Snow on there. You could put a man holding an axe in the wood. You could have put snowflakes.
That's a real candle.
That's a real candle.
Yeah, that's bad.
Craig, if I see you have this in your house, I'm wilding.
Are the wicks crosses? The candle wicks like a fucking cross.
I don't want to go into that, dude. Maybe. So he's thinking they're not, that shouldn't be what they get in council for. But yeah, that's also a thing. And rumor has it, I hear candles are not that good for you. I'm just saying.
That's fine. I'm cool with that.
They said there's some things when the candles burn and you breathe in, which I just got.
Yeah, of course.
I got a sick candle with rocks in it and a wick made of like wood.
A wooden wick. Yeah, yeah. I know those ones. I like
I don't even know if the wick is the one that's smelling good, and the rocks, they stay hot after
can't
a while.
Nice.
So they keep the candle warm. So
yeah.
It keeps it aromatic for a longer time. Yeah. So
yo, that candle's foul.
You're seeing it. It's canceled.
That's
right?
Foul. People, for those of you that cannot see what we're looking at right now, they are leaf-shaped.
It's like when you did that
faces
when in Christmas time when you cut things out with scissors, paper mache,
right?
And you, and you open it up and it should be like a snowflake.
But that one didn't turn out how they planned it.
You see KKK? That's,
yeah,
100%,
100%. Yeah, no, that's a racist ass candle.
And it's also a white candle, and it's called Snowed In, which you can't pick a generic snowflake.
Yeah, you could have took anything. You could have done anything in that case.
A white there. Wind.
Anything. Literally, no. You didn't have any Christmas related.
It could have been linen.
Facts. And you would have got away with it. That y'all fucked up. Your marketing team, you're fired. You're gone.
Okay. All right. You know who else fucked up? There is a young lady in Florida. Let me take a step back here. I'm getting all the data now that Florida is going back to normal.
Good.
I got a video of a guy just pulling up at a sidewalk
with an alligator.
Actually, he threw his fishing rod out the window, and he caught a fish in like a little pond. And he pulled it right in. What's even more scary, when he pulled the fish in, I could see the passenger seat is filled with fishing rods. So he's been doing this.
He's on his game.
He's been doing this, right? So Florida's coming back. So a young lady in Florida has been charged for murder because she played hide and seek with her husband. And he ended up in a suitcase and she filmed him while he begged for help and he suffocated. And she just laughed. And
this
stand.
Ain't the first either. Hey? This is like,
right?
This has happened before.
Her exact words were, that's what you get for cheating on me now. You know what it feels like. While he's not, I didn't think from the video, it doesn't sound like she is openly like trying to kill this guy. She's just a
trying to prove a point.
She's just a woman from Florida.
And she just took it too far.
And yeah,
naturally.
So keep in mind, keep your games, keep your kink games in check, boys and girls. We don't kink shame here.
No.
In Hidden Six, in fact,
but infidelity is not a popular.
Not worth dying over?
It's not worth dying over.
Okay.
Yeah, infidelity is probably not a kink.
Good.
I don't think you class that.
He is going to jail.
I don't think anyone's safe from that.
Yeah, she filmed him dying.
God,
right?
Man.
As he's in the suitcase and he's like, bitch, I can't fucking breathe. See, that makes it even worse. He's not even being nice. He's screaming at her. And she's like, that's what you get. Oh, yeah, right? So it's just two really stupid people. Stupid is what stupid does. Now, you said that. We brought up cheating now. I got another one for you. Listen to my island radio station. There's someone called in. This guy's like, yo, listen, man. I cheated on my wife. Not my wife, my girl, right? Cheated on my girl. I feel really bad. Ladies, guy guilt is a thing. I don't know about girl guilt. Guy guilt is a thing. If you mess, if you get close to messing around, maybe kiss somebody or something, and you know that guilt. Yeah, if you overstep that guilt,
yeah,
it's serious, right? Yeah. It's intense. Depends on. So I get where homeboy is coming from. He said, you know what? He told his girl. She's like, bro, I'm going to forgive you. Take some time. Homeboy's like, good. I got a plan. So he's been on his... Listen, it's terrible because when women get this treatment or whoever significant other gets this treatment,
yeah,
it's so good to get all this treatment, but it's bad timing. My energy's not in it. You cheated on me.
Yeah.
You're buying all the dinners now.
It's not a good
We're life. Always going out. You're buying me clothes. Yeah, it just is so sweet to me. With my heartache here.
All because you done fucked up.
So now she's like, yo, I got something to tell you. She's like, yo, because she already told him that she'll forgive him for his missteps.
Okay.
She's like, yo, I cheated. Would you forgive me? She's now saying, she's confessing that she's cheated.
The same couple.
Same couple. That she's cheated. Do you forgive me?
And what did he say? Hell
no. Hell no.
The pettiness came out.
Hell no. And I thought about it. I'm like, okay, forget him.
Yeah.
Forget him.
Yeah.
My thing was, I said, she's probably lying.
Just
give him an extra jab.
Yeah.
Just to be like, bro, you've really burnt me.
Right.
I think he's lying, right? But then my cousin's like, hell no. She had somebody lined up already. And I thought about it. I'm like, the work husband, work wifey thing is a real phenomenon, ladies and gentlemen. When Chad is always getting your girl that coffee that she likes and they watch that same stupid show and they talk about it and she gets to tell him when you piss her off and you forget to do that thing or you did that thing she hates.
Yeah.
There's always a guy lurking to that. You think she cheated, Craig, or you think she's pulling a bluff here?
I think it's a bluff.
You think it's a bluff?
Yeah. See? I think it's a test of faith, right? Oh, that's not the way to go about it. That is a terrible way to go about it.
Which girls don't know. Guy math? They don't know about guy math.
They don't know.
They don't know about man maths.
Not
man maths? When a man maths is matsing, the man maths goes, I know everybody's going to be mad here. Just hear me out. Be mad, it's fine. When a guy sleeps with five girls, it's completely different in our brains
than if you went out and got fucking coffee with that, the next man.
And just Craig's, I don't even talk about sleeping with five guys, right? Imagine it's way different from when a woman slept with five men,
right?
Even if I slept with five girls in the same night, society will look at it completely and you're like, well, that's not fair. I'm like, well, I know that. I'm just telling you what it is.
Yes.
Compared to if you've done it. It's your body, it's your right, whatever.
100%. But
eyebrow. It's just society is society.
Yeah, right, they judge things on a different scale. Let's put it that way.
Right. So her cheating, it takes a lot more,
yeah.
I think. I always wondered of, Craig, have you revenge cheated before?
No.
I don't think I have it in me either because I don't. Is it even different for a man? Or when a woman revenge, there's a lot going through. You're opening yourself up to some dusty, to Kevin, who I hate. don't give the dude that I hate or knows me.
So I think that's like the double standard right there that you've pointed out is that I think most people assume for the woman, there's an emotional investment that you take away from the man. Whereas on the flip side, the man, for the most part, has less emotional attachment and is more acting off of instinct. I think that's how society views it.
Yeah.
Is that you essentially got, you didn't think with your head that time, Zane.
We never heard that before. Right?
Whereas for the female, we feel like it was more calculated. It was more plotted. There was a lot more behind it.
But it's a different brain to actually said, okay, I'm going to go meet Mr. Shades,
right,
and have him blow my back out. It is a, or ish, I hope you're good.
That would hurt so much.
But then that's
to, yeah, I'm telling you right.
Craig's right to throw some shit right now.
Thing right there. You tell.
I'm just saying that because it's like it for your partner to surrender themselves physically to somebody to do these things to them, and the dude's not like, I will gently defile your flower. No!
Not at all.
He's going crazy, right? I heard this guy, I heard somebody say, yo, just missionary, no box. Don't give it. It's man, but it's so wildly wired. Now, does that mean you probably liked dude all the time?
No.
Maybe because did she enjoy it?
Yeah. There's got to be a level of attraction in order to pull it off,
okay,
right?
Okay. You're saying it's more devious when it's just some random dude.
Well, yeah.
Which those does happen.
As a guy.
I went to the club and got drunk and I just picked a guy and fucked
him. That's it. As a guy, you do have that other judgment side of you where you look at the opponent. You know what I mean? Where you look at the one that you fought off, right? So if they hit, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but if they hit something that you're like, yeah, all right, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Or versus, yo, you, that?
Oh no. No, okay, hold on.
That if you rank yourself, Zane. Don't get me wrong. You rank yourself.
No.
So if you had Zane 0.2,
you fuck
and she had Zane 0.2, you'd be like, you know what?
Okay, sorry, me and your brain. There's no way. No, I'm never okay with who it is. Even if it's like, yo, it was Jay-Z. I'm like, yo, Jigga, like my goat, my idol.
It's not about forgiveness.
I would never be cool.
It's not about
because I would just be like, oh my God.
This doesn't factor into you forgiving the person. This just factors into how it
me
hits
dealing,
your ego,
how it
your
hit me?
Pride.
Okay.
That's how it factors in, right? When she goes hits a bum, you're like, God damn, bro.
No, me, it's a physical, bro.
Yeah, it's already like, just thrown away.
Did he like chew on your neck? Did he suck some nipples, finger in the butt? Like, what are we talking about here, Craig?
What actually
happened? Did you cheat or did you guys make love and fucked, right?
Like,
or
females?
It's crazy.
Females know they're better. Like, this is super misogynistic to say, but females know they're better. Meaning, like, if
I'm
my
fine
king
with that,
chose me,
I'm 100% fine. I want the woman to think like
if
that.
If I chose you as an example, and then I went and blew it and threw it away on something that wasn't worth it, they know what they put in. That woman knows the value that she brings to the relationship.
Yeah.
And she knows that girl's just a thotty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now there's like a fork in that road where some just go, yeah, my man went and got his rocks off. He's off the leash. You know what I mean?
Whereas, I think it's worse for girls too if it's somebody they know.
Yeah, that usually hurts.
Because women get a little catty there. It's a badge on her thing where a guy would be like, yo, keep it low. This dude might kill me.
For a guy.
I blow my brains out.
For
if
a guy, it's straight a shot to your pride more than anything. And I'm not saying it's not for women because I can't speak on that. But as a guy, when you get cheated on, the who is just as important as the what. You know what I mean?
What do you want to know?
Yeah, of course. Of course you'd want to know.
I've heard some cases where the girls are like, tell me everything. I don't know if that tell me everything line is to torture you.
Oh, fuck.
Because we know we're going to lie. Babe, I'm not telling you everything.
Yeah.
I might throw a 1-2 to make you gasp. You know you're crying and you peek through your eyes, you peek through your hands. I'm going to drop a 1-2 to be like, oh, and did she... But, yeah, you know, but it was not crazy. Like, we didn't do it for long.
That's it. But I feel like personally, for most males, you're not going to have as much of a emotional attachment to the story as you would with a female. The female, like you said, is the killer because it's the buildup. It's the, yo, so-and-so bought me coffee. Yeah. This guy he treated me nice. You haven't taken me out once. You don't
see
show
with
me
us, even with us, we're not believing it.
You're not
believing it.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, she's up in your face. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you're trying to get me mad.
You're trying to get me riled.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I don't really see you doing it. I know you. You're my girl. Imagine you're hitting it with all this. Like, you have class. Like, you're way better than this. Yeah. You never.
You're
what would your mom say?
Bro, you're gaslighting. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not gaslighting. That's you're getting the girl to see, oh, I'm with you because you're not as trash as me. So
I
for you to say,
you wouldn't do this.
You made me better. You're helping me. So for you to be my muse, to be my everything, and to go to Kevin because you're mad. If you're mad, you'll kick me out.
Yeah.
Put me in a doghouse for months. Let me earn back your shit. Don't get rid of me though. But don't go over there because even so, maybe both ways. When the person goes to somebody else, you're like, yo, was there a connection? Do you want to go back?
Right.
Was it nice over there?
I don't know about that, man.
Was like, was the experience with the person really that pleasant where you really feel like...
I feel like that's on our side of things. I feel like that's on the male perspective more than anything.
Oh, the girls are thinking about the, like, What do you mean?
I feel that the male perspective is thinking about, like, what's the connection between the two, right? Like, what are the odds of this happening again? What are the odds she's going to leave me and make this permanent
thing? I think that's fair for everybody, though, because you're trying to map out, like, is this threat ongoing?
Where I feel like the female side looks at it like not a threat to the household, not a threat to what...
You did this to me.
Yeah.
It's not personal. A threat
like that. It's more just like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. You're an idiot. No, you're like, cuss me. Yeah. Get your shit off.
That's it. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to. Whereas the guy can get cut a little deeper and it comes more to like you said, the who, what surrounded the circumstances, that kind of stuff.
I think it depends on your relationship too. Even before these acts happen, like how, what boundaries you guys set up, what morals you guys have.
Before you even
get before something happened. Because then you're like, if you're married, it makes a difference, I think. Versus when you're just dating after 6 months and then dating after a year. It's different when you're together for 10 years. It's different when you have kids.
Oh, that's
involved,
huge. That's
right? Big. When a different situations like that, right?
There's a lot more on the table.
When it's animosity. Because imagine that's an opening to... Well, I got pregnant and I didn't get to do what I had to drop out of college because I got pregnant. So now I'm home taking care of these kids and you're going to do whatever you want.
Right.
Right? There are all these different things there. When he's like, well, you got pregnant and then I couldn't go play ball and go do this. So now I'm just miserable and happy because whenever I come home, you smell like baby food.
Yeah.
And the kids are always here. And
there's
the
thing.
And oh my goodness, man. In closing,
that's a mind fuck of a roller coaster right there.
Yeah.
You could ask probably 100 different people and maybe get 100 different responses.
My brain, as you start talking about, the scenario opens up more and more because I always feel I can't not ignore other factors. Maybe that's making excuses, which speaking of excuses, sorry, before we go, Craig, I said I've been reading this book, The Mountain Is You, and just trying to better myself in little ways. Remember I told you I didn't cancel my Audible account?
Right.
Because I didn't cancel my Audible account. So because I didn't cancel,
use out of it.
I'm getting some use out of it. So there's a lot of a couple audiobooks I'm going through. Just things that, you know, you can try to motivate yourself. There's one I'm looking at for better habits right now. Just a little micro improvements within my life to make decisions on bigger, better habits. Because I'm scared to tackle some of my big, darker demons.
Those can be tough, man.
Yeah, I figured I'm going to try to do a little pussyfooting approach to organizing even more, which, I don't know, everybody thinks I'm crazy already. So if I tighten up, it's just weird. Maybe I should just quit.
Yo, yeah, they just come in and just be collected. I'll be like,
wearing gloves.
Are you okay right now? You had a normal day?
What? Yeah, that was like,
everything good?
That's funny when I said that. When I think I woke up one morning, I'm like, yo, I woke up with a smile on my face. Something's wrong. It's damn right. These guys start laughing. They're like, you're mad because you're happy? I'm like, that's...
Yeah, you're damn right.
You should be warned. I put some money on it. Whenever I make a bet, they don't want it. But, Craig, listen. We're here to talk shit about the world. Laugh about the world.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. We got to bring a little light into this.
I think we had a good one today. What did we learn? We learned we need better hot dog buns.
Yeah, facts. Like, you guys need to fix up right
the
away.
The buns, the dogs can be trash.
No, right away.
The buns are okay. You might just get away with it.
Right away. That immediate fix right there.
Right?
I'm advocating for that one. I'm on board.
Trudeau might have to put on the boxing gloves in real life.
It's election day at the end of the day, so like... Now's the time where a lot of the fucking slander and a lot of the craziness coming out.
Yeah.
I would definitely like to see like candidates duke it out to see who really wants it more.
I can't wait.
Like, I'd see a 10 round. Yeah, give me a 10 round Paul Avere. It has to be fair though. That's a part.
You know what's going to happen? I don't want to say the name because we're not sponsoring them, but there's a company that take bets on like elections.
On who's going to win?
Yeah. And like even different point spread within the election, little municipality stuff.
Okay. Like, so it doesn't have to just be the
end. Yeah. You can get a win anywhere.
How many seats?
Bro, they're majority, starting
to. Minority.
I'm telling them, they might start betting on like if certain trains get. It's like some of the bets they have
are way out there.
It's
prop betting.
And yeah, not just. Would the geese migrate this year? How much more hurricanes would we get?
How many A's?
Yeah.
In one speech. I'm going to advocate on this and say nay to flaccid dicks in film.
Okay.
I think it's time to get rid of that.
Yeah, we could be more highbrow than that, right?
Allow
it's
the guy.
No hanging fruit.
Allow the guy. Yeah, no pun intended. Allow for a little guy butt here and there.
Wait, what?
Titties, yay, all the time. They are always welcome. in my films.
We have Gaga's TDs replace all TVs in film.
Yeah, like if I could have, if I have to have a trade-off, give me no flaccid dicks, give me no bush, that's fine. That's fine. Give me titties. Give me a little, you know, give the girls a little backside from whoever their favorite guy is. That's fine. No problem there. When it comes down to infidelity and how you deal with your spouse, always be open in communications. Know what each other wants before you get into something.
Yeah, don't be in, don't be dead. Yeah,
willing to forgive, as mistakes do get made,
and be open.
Yeah, that's a
because
tough
sometimes
one right
when your partner's like,
that's a tough one.
Now, right granted, if my chick's like, yo, I want to see a someone run a train on you, I'm like, babe, listen, it ain't gonna work, babe.
It's not happening.
Yeah, but there's certain one thing I've learned in relationships, Craig. There's always a good middle ground where everybody can get a little bit of something that they want. We can, all about compromise and trade.
For sure.
We can make a good trade. And hey, shout out for you to being a laundry king. I learned today that Craig's, we'll go, that's next episode. I'll save that. That's going to be my, listen, next
gonna
episode.
It's going to be a 20-minute breakdown what? Of what cycle I set, so how listen, I do my laundry.
One thing I love is when I think I know Craig and I realize I don't know Craig. It makes me feel so insignificant as a human being within his life. But I love it because he's, you know, he's an onion. And
Big
I love
Meech
it.
Is home.
Mm-hmm.
I think he gets the flowers that he deserves. I think he held it down. There's a lot of negative that comes with that. There's a lot of things that happened in his past. Maybe he's trying to change. Maybe we should offer that opportunity.
I would be interested to see whatever interview he gets. I want to see who's vying for that interview.
I don't think he just...
If he's Ghost of Vlad, are we done?
He's going to...
Shannon?
Where does Big Meech land on that? He's got to be Vlad. I think if he went to No Jumper,
I was about to say.
The No Jumper thing, I probably wouldn't want it, but... Give me a Vlad interview. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. I think that not once in his career has he glorified. Like, I don't see many drug dealers that glorify what they've done to their community. That's a very rare thing.
They never focus on that.
Very rare.
Okay,
very
fair
rare.
Enough. Fair
so
enough.
If we take that part out of the equation, Meech comes home. Everybody celebrates.
Yeah.
Right? He's solidified himself in that book, right? Halloween is just around the corner, everybody. I want y'all to be safe out there. I'm a little hesitant on handing out candy and stuff like that because I feel like most parents now are more inclined to buy their own candy, dash out what I give out, and then give their kid from, you know, directly from the source.
Craig, you're not buying chump candy. You'll never do that to these kids.
I would never.
You're not giving those rave beaded necklaces.
Never.
Nothing with chalk.
Never.
Maybe a taffy or two just to like give them the old school classic.
Sure.
It's a classic.
Sure.
It's a classic. But it's strictly M&M's, Reese's Pieces.
Facts.
Snickers.
Smarties, Kit Kats, yeah. the whole bit, right?
What's that? Coffee crisp? I hate coffee crisp.
You don't like a coffee crisp?
I don't like the coffee like crisp, coffee but crisp, we'll throw a coffee crisp in there.
I'm just more like with the candy I bought, should I just eat it?
No, what I do, I take a bag of needles. Listen to me. ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
what episode has this been, Craig?
75.
75 in the bag.
Listen,
thank you all for being here.
It's always a pleasure having y'all around the round table, which may or may not be round, depending on where you're sitting right now. But it's a discussion that's always open. I encourage y'all to ask questions. I encourage y'all to want more. Don't let the robots take us over. See, episodes like this,
just,
this is exactly how we stay ahead. They can't see our next thought. There's no way that Elon knows what the fuck's going on.
If
even with Nerdling.
You with a robot, you're a loser.
You know, fucked it up. You can find us on all streaming platforms at The Hidden Six, HIDDENSIX, at The Hidden Six. Tell a friend, tell a fam. We'll see you on the next episode.
Peace.
Peace.